Chapter 1. Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, French Basque Country, May 2017. 30 years. That's how long it had taken. Back when they were 19, Helen and Alex had promised each other this adventure. But life had got in the way for 30 years. Now, here they were at last on this sunny afternoon, about to get off the little mountain train that had brought them from Bayonne. Over the last hour, it had climbed up through postcard-perfect, spectacularly green hills, past pretty villages with tongue-twister Basque names, the countryside dotted with sheep and red and white farmhouses. Helen and Alex had been travelling most of the day since getting the TGV train in Paris early that morning and were still jet-lagged from the flight from Australia 2 days ago. At least, Helen was. She surveyed her sister affectionately. Alex looked as bright and energetic as though she'd had the best sleep in the world. But then she always did, no matter what. She boasted of only needing 5 hours sleep a night, claiming that those 5 hours were like other people's 7 or 8. Clear your mind before you go to sleep and learn to sleep anywhere. That's the simple key to it, she'd say. Helen, who'd once been a good sleeper but had suffered from occasional insomnia since Daniel had died 3 years ago, knew not to take it personally. Alex didn't mean to be insensitive or patronising. She was just, well, she was just Alex. The train slowed to a stop. The sign on the short platform read Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, and underneath, its Basque equivalent, Donibane-Garazi. Funny that the Basque name for the town looked less complicated than the French one, Helen thought. Mind you, she had no idea how to pronounce it, whereas her schoolgirl French was still reasonably good. She'd looked up the name once. The French referred to St. John at the foot of the pass, while the Basque called it St. John of the Garazi Valley. At least they both agreed on St. John. Google claims it's a 10-minute walk to the hotel, Alex said as they took their rucksacks from the luggage racks. You still okay with doing that? Helen smiled. Of course, wouldn't be much good starting the trip not wanting to walk. Plus, I want to get a feel for this place before we go tomorrow morning. Originally, Alex had wanted to spend only a couple of hours in the town, long enough to grab a coffee and pastry and collect a so-called pilgrim passport before setting off on the first leg of the Camino. But train timetables and Helen's protests had convinced her they needed to stay overnight. At least they'd have a few hours to sightsee. Hoisting her rucksack on her shoulders, Alex said, "Do you feel like we've stepped back in time?" "Sure do," said Helen, arranging her own rucksack more comfortably. "But you can't take a wheelie bag on the Camino after all, and these are way better than the smelly old things we took back in the day." They grinned at each other, remembering. No, they hadn't made it as far as here back then. But they had travelled around quite a bit of Europe together, in between finishing uni, starting their first real jobs and getting sucked into the whirlwind of adult life. And the op-shop rucksacks they'd bought for that trip had gone along with them every step of the journey, only to be unceremoniously thrown out by their mother once they'd finally made their tired but elated way home. "Smelly old things," she'd said. "Bin's best place for them now." The rucksacks they had today were brand new and lightweight, built for comfort, unlike the old ones that had bruised their shoulders, especially after being crammed with the junk they'd picked up along their travels. Back then, too, the sisters had simply rocked up to places, not bothering to book, and they'd certainly not kept to predetermined plans. But that was then, and this was now, Helen thought, as they stepped off the train and trudged up the platform.